Morning.
I'm so sorry about the hold up that no one knows about because we edited it flawlessly. How are you doing?
I know about the hold up.
Oh.
And I'm disappointed.
I think you're mad because I made you get up early and now I made you late.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, it's New Year's Day. And I don't know
about
you.
We're about to find out how good my microphone is because I may have just farted.
We will turn to the tape.
Oh, I'm in bed. I have a really nice setup going. Chek brought me tea in bed and brought me my microphone in bed, and I'm just casting from the bed.
Wow. Bedcast.
Bedcast.
I think we found our new title.
I just was about to say.
Okay, so did you drink last night?
Yeah, I had a few drinks. I did.
Is it enough to be shaking your figure right now, or?
To be shaping my figure.
Vigor, not figure.
I really struggle in the morning regardless. Like, pretty much every morning is, like, waking up from a coma for me.
Oh, okay.
I sleep very heavily.
Interesting.
And, but, yeah, I think it really wiped me out. Mainly because I was, like, drunk, so I was just having such a good time dancing my little heart out.
Right.
And then I just, when we got home, I just fell asleep so hard, so fast. And my throat's a little charred from singing at the top of my lungs, so.
Wow, this sounds like the best New Year's Eve of all time.
I was at my friend's house and there were like six of us, but yeah.
I feel like if this is how well an unplanned New Year's Eve went, I can't wait to see what happens for your year-long plan.
I know.
2017.
My year-long resolution to do something fun next New Year's.
I think that I had my first enjoyable New Year's last night.
Oh my god, I know, I saw your Snapchat.
Wait, did I send Snapchats?
Are you serious?
No, I'm sure I did. I'm not saying I blacked out, I just don't remember that part of the night.
Yeah, you sent me a couple of you and some guy, and you're like, we're getting married. And
No, Maddie, that's
and then
Connor.
Again.
That's Connor from Branson, from high school.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Snapchat
we're not
flashed
getting married,
too quickly.
Yeah. For a number of reasons, but that's one of them, is that he knows too much. We went to a couple of family parties at they hosted at some bars, and I did drink. I drank, and I danced, and I am a very good dancer. However,
really?
Impossible to combine my dancing with another human, so if that says anything about where my life is heading... We can be sure that it will not include a partner anytime soon. I think it would be dangerous to include someone else in my dance moves.
I'm just picturing something so crazy.
Just like a lot of arms. A lot of arms, a lot of like deep squats where like I'm on the ground basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while
that takes some leg muscle.
At an appropriate time when the beat drops, I like to slap the floor. Like a basketball player does to intimidate his opponents.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm crazy.
Similar. I'm all limbs when I dance. I'm kind of like Gumby or
something.
Oh,
I love that image. Yeah, good.
Yeah. And my sister has, you know, shamed me from an early age when we were getting ready to go to our first rec dance, but I just snap a lot. It's like my go-to.
Do you think that rec dances still happen?
Probably.
Do we have to inform the future constituents that what a rec dance is, or do you think they're good?
Well, yeah, let's go. Let's explain it.
It's just an awkward sort of middle school dance, and some people are still trying to figure out whether they can get close to another human.
I think that being gay can be traced back very far in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
But like. So my sister and I are a grade apart, And so she loved all that shit when we were, like, middle school, early high school, like, going through puberty, because...
She loves going through puberty?
No. Well, she did it well. She was one of those kids that would just didn't have any puberty issues.
Oh.
Like, no pimples, no social awkwardness, just giant boobs and lots of popularity.
Damn. Well, here's to you.
No, my sister. I'm not talking about myself. No,
I know. I didn't want to call her out by name, so I decided to leave it blank. Yeah.
But, yeah, so she loved these rec dances, and she and her cool friends would go, and then I was like, okay, well, that must be what I do when I go to 7th grade or 8th grade. And yeah. So I would go with my friends, and, like, I remember the first time a guy, like, freak danced with me. Mm-hmm. I was physically nauseated. Like, him coming up behind me and, like, putting his disgusting groin on my backside, like, I remember it actually triggered nausea. And I was like, oh! And then I was like, okay, calm down, it's fine. And then had to, like, relax myself and then try to do the whole fucking dancing thing. But it was not for me. It
sounds like that's actually pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, well, I think that I went to one and had a similar experience, but I don't remember the nausea. I think that I felt like I really had to do it, so I might have suppressed whatever that was feeling.
Yeah.
By yeah, do it, exactly. I just mean, like, Granite Bear, a dance experience, nothing more.
That was way before you came into your own and were doing the basketball intimidation squat.
Exactly, which would probably be more intimidating from a middle schooler, but I think it works now. There was a couple behind me, and they are from L.A., and they like waved me over, and I, like, backstepped into them, and I was like, what's up? And they were like, you are slaying the dance floor right now. And I was like, wow. Oh my gosh, thank you. Where are you from? And they were like, Los Angeles. And I was like, so I'm working on a podcast. And if you're interested, I could get you a deal. Turns out they were just a couple from Los Angeles. They had nothing to do with showbiz.
He's just pitching it just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Well, I think that that's a sign as good as any that this might be the city in which you belong.
Oh, no, I'm never going to Los Angeles. I'm sorry.
What?
Madison, you must know that by now.
No, I don't know anything.
Oh, let's talk about that later then, but don't hold out on it.
Okay.
But I do appreciate what you do there.
You just live my life?
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep. Just like we're all doing across the country.
Yeah.
North Carolina included.
Do you think that you're going to settle down in Durham?
I don't know. I am currently, like, waiting to see what my options are romantically, and then if that is dry, as I predict it to be for the next couple years, I'm probably going to get the hell out and go to California, where the gay people are.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So tell me, how can we talk about resolutions now?
Yes. So,
as oh wait, I said, actually no. Hold on. First, I have my agenda for today.
Oh.
And the first thing that I wrote down, I just wanted to bring to your attention in case you didn't know, our couple name is Manny.
You and me.
which is very appropriate.
Of course.
I just thought that was... I just laughed and wanted to bring it to your attention.
Or our couple name is Andy.
Ugh, that's too, like... I'm too a tomboy named Andy.
Okay.
Manny is a lot better.
Manny. All right, we'll do Manny. Yeah, that's us. All right, so moving on to new resolutions here.
Okay. So, what is your... I'll start, I'll ease you in. What is your health resolution? Health category.
Health. I am going to try and eat less fast food this year.
Okay, so yeah. I'm going to be really annoying, but that is not a specific goal, Annie. You can't achieve it if it's open-ended.
I am going to try. I'm not gonna. Well, I don't want to be too specific in case, like, I really want to do what I want to do. I hear what this means.
How do you say it out loud?
Yeah. I was going to say I don't want to stop at Cookout, which is a place, a magical place in North Carolina, where you order a tray, and the tray includes your main, which is, like, a burger, and then, like, three sides, and one of those sides could be a corn dog. And one of those sides could be a quesadilla. And then french fries. And the whole thing costs $5 and you get a milkshake with it. So, like...
What?
It's really hard not to... When I go climbing at night, I get out at, like, 9 and, like, nothing else is open because it's, like, the suburbs, I guess. And so, basically, it's, like, very hard not to stop at Cookout and get, like, a burger on the way home. So I'm going to try not to do that.
Okay, well, don't limit yourself in that way. Like, what if you just say that... Like, don't take away something you love. You told me to be specific.
I know. I don't love it. I think that it makes me, like, not good, and also is not good for, like, me trying to be a climber because, you know, it makes you heavy. And
you're trying to be a climber? Like,
well, not, like, professionally, but I like getting better at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so less fast food.
Yeah.
In the form of not stopping at that place ever? Or just...
Yeah. Let's say that.
Or you could just say every other time you get the urge, you don't give in.
I'm in.
You know?
I'm in for that. Yeah. I think it's going to take me, like, maybe planning out, like, a little snack at home waiting for me when I get back. So, like, you know, putting something
that's
in the fridge
good.
For me to
Oh, that's really good. Your New Year's resolution could be to, before you go rock climbing, set up a snack for you to return to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love it. Nice. Okay.
Cool. Is that specific enough? I think that...
Yeah.
Do you need the color of underwear I'm going to be wearing when this plan is executed?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay, my health one is I want to try to do yoga 3 times a week.
That seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot, but I pay for the unlimited yoga at this studio, and it's probably a fucking waste of money if I don't do it if I do it less than that, so.
Cool.
3 times a week isn't that bad.
No,
but considering
it's not.
I literally don't do anything else, and it's probably very important to move my body at least slightly, like reaching for my toes.
Or
so,
do a child's pose at least once a week, yeah.
Yeah, so 3 times a week is my
goal
for that.
Cool. I'm in for that.
Okay, so health, that was the easiest one to start off with. Oh,
I didn't have
just
to have any exercise goals since I had a pretty good exercise year last year, so I'm hoping just to keep that going.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. My New Year's resolution last year was, like, the classic start flossing. Flossing.
What's flopping?
Flossing? Like, your teeth?
Oh, flossing. I thought you said flopping, and I was confused, but go ahead.
It's a sex thing.
Yeah.
It's like a cool...
shit. Fuck you. That's disgusting.
So I actually kind of did. Like, I don't floss that regularly because who the fuck does that? But but I actually kind of maintained it. So
on
that
a
was
related
cool.
note, my New Year's resolution is to go to the dentist this year.
Oh, that's good. Oh, mm-hmm. We talked about this.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I need to schedule a dentist appointment too. Everyone listening, you should probably schedule a dentist appointment.
Let's all take
probably...
a minute. Let's take a minute to schedule, guys.
Chances are you have not had a dentist appointment in over 6 months.
Good call. My sister was like, oh my god, I'm hitting 7 months. And I was like, wait a minute. I should be concerned for myself.
And then also my other New Year's resolution from last year was, because I wasn't doing any physical exercise for a little while when I was down here, and I was starting to get, like, a lot of, like, back pain and just headaches and being sore all the time, so my whole life my mom's always tried to get me to do yoga, and I've always just hated it and thought it was the dumbest thing ever, I'd taken yoga classes and just despised it, and then I knew that I wasn't, like, super prone to yoga, but I also knew that it was probably the best thing for me, like, back wise. So my New Year's resolution was to try yoga and go to 5 classes because I knew that I probably like wouldn't like the first few, but I knew that it'd probably start to get easier once you loosened up a little and it's got true. More into it.
Yeah.
So my resolution was for January to go to 5 classes. And so I signed up for like a month of unlimited yoga at this studio right by my house, and I went like 27 times in January. I went almost every day because I loved it so much, because it was just like all the other times in my life that I had tried it, I guess it just wasn't the right time, but
we all have our seasons, Maddie.
But I really liked it, and I did it because I took really easy classes. Like, I wasn't trying to do competitive stand on your head shit. I just would take like really relaxing, like stretch and like loosen up your back and just do whatever you want. And so then I've been like, I actually go to yoga now.
Cool.
And like, that's my main like thing I do to leave the house and stretch and like not feel like a disgusting lump of coal.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I want to, but I kind of got off track, towards the end of this year. So now my goal is to try to go 3 times a week and see if I can actually do that.
Cool.
Okay. What is your creativity goal?
Okay, so, actually, I have a specific thing for you.
Good.
It's related to me writing more. And so I realized that when I get, like, an urge or, like, something pops into my head, my best chance of ever, like, turning it into something written is just to sit down and write it at that moment. So, and then finish it and just, like, finish whatever I have. And then I generally can't come back to it just because, like, it's not really in there anymore. So, for instance, I don't know if I told you the story about my plane ride here when I got stuck in the bathroom.
Mm-mm.
No, sorry, I didn't get stuck in the bathroom. I was stuck in my seat and we were taxiing for, like, an hour and a half. And I have a small bladder, so I know that it's going to be a problem for me, which means I go to the bathroom immediately before any flight. Mm-hmm. But I was not accounting for, like, the hour and a half that we were not in the air at cruising altitude and also not at the gate. So I was stuck in my seat for, like, an hour, like, making eye contact with the flight attendant and just, like, pleading with her with my eyes. Just, give me a sign of something I can do here. And so I start planning on, like, I'm gonna pee in my pants, and I don't know if you've ever in recent years peed in your pants. Have you?
No.
Okay, so I think that they're similar to, like, you can't bite your own finger off. I'm not sure that it's easy to allow yourself to pee in your pants.
Yeah, I believe it.
So I was just, like, really, at one point, it wasn't that I was trying to stop myself from peeing in my pants. I was trying to get myself to pee in my pants. Because I was like, you just have to do it. Like, just let it out. And I just couldn't do it. I was taking off my nice jacket because I didn't want to, like, get it pee-soaked. And I was about to take off the shirt from under my sweater so that I could, like, sit on it to pee into. And she kept on saying, okay, like, we're coming up soon. And then we were starting to head to the takeoff deck, whatever that is. And he was like, pilot was like, okay, we're number 2. And then slowly, like, 5 planes go by, and I'm like, this is not what number 2 feels like. We went from silver medal to, like, we don't get acknowledged here, to, yeah. So, he then makes an announcement. All right, there's some delay with air traffic control. We're going to be here for another hour. I mean, sorry, be here for another 10 minutes at least, but there's a delay. And at this point, I'm like, okay, he's just told us that we're going to be sitting here for 10 minutes, which means this is my moment. So I looked at the flight attendant. I was like, can I just go to the bathroom? She's like, you can, but we have to wait for you. And I was like, okay, I'm going. So I went. And then she made an announcement on the loudspeaker and says, ladies and gentlemen, we are all set to go. And we can take off at any time, except not everyone is in their seat. So
no,
for those
fucking
of you who
way.
Are out of your seat, you are holding us up. And I was just basically
way.
Crying on my way to the bathroom. Because I was like, please, I'm so sorry, ma'ams and misters. Yeah, so that's my story.
God.
And I was writing this down as soon as I got back to my seat, because I was like, the airplane's the best place for me to write. So I just got my laptop out and started, like, whipping out a story. And I was writing it and very excited about it. And I thought I had a lot of potential because I was doing a lot of, like, additional sidebar kind of things. And then as soon as I got home after my plane ride, I could not finish the doc. Like, I couldn't come back to that right. moment. So my to circle back on what you talked about 20 minutes ago, my concrete goal is to when I get the urge to write something, assuming I'm not like in the middle of something important, is just to sit down and try and write it until I'm finished.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think that I kind of operate similarly with my writing. It's just like you can't, it's such a specific headspace that mm-hmm. like it's really hard to jump back into. And obviously that's the whole point of why you're supposed to practice it regularly so you get better at jumping into it. But it's like,
right.
no, we all fucking live our lives and are doing other shit. So
yeah. And the words just didn't flow. Like, I went back to a coffee shop a couple of days ago, tried to sit down and write it, and, like, the words just mm-hmm. were just not coming out. So,
well, they seemed like they flowed pretty nicely here.
If are you trying to make, like, a euphemism for what was happening?
No. No, I was just complimenting your storytelling skills.
Oh, yeah. No, I know, but I had this whole, like, I was starting to write about my fear of airplanes and, like, other anxiety mm-hmm. I have. So it was, like, kind of a nice, right. like, multi-layered story, and then I mm-hmm. went to the coffee shop and I was writing poop.
Honestly, you should submit that for your, like, PhD candidate application. That's
what
incredible.
Happened? Why could I not go to the bathroom?
I'm very interested in the psychology.
I actually was very interested in, like, why it was so hard for me, because, like, it's not the actual... Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I know. That's what I was thinking when you were saying it, is, like, our social instincts override
yes.
that, like, fundamental need to pee.
Right, because I knew
Which
that
is crazy.
I know I've done it hundreds, maybe thousands of times I've peed successfully. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
And it always is fine, and I never have anxiety about it. So what was mm-hmm. it in this moment that was really stopping me, like, in such a physical yeah. way? And it was just clearly me, like, having to deal with my wet seat and my pants and my, yeah. So.
Well, it's interesting. Maybe adult diapers would be a good gift for you.
I have actually thought about that before. Thank you for mentioning it.
Yeah, maybe before you get on an airplane in case there's a delay.
I think I'm just going to stop hydrating myself before air, like,
yeah.
which is the worst, because you really want to be hydrated for a flight.
Because like, that you're supposed to be, yeah. Flights are dehydrating. I've been having, I feel like my bladder has gotten smaller, because mm-hmm. since I went home for Christmas break, I've had to get up and go pee, like, 6 times in the night before I actually fall asleep. So I don't know if I'm just drinking too many liquids before bed, or if maybe I'm getting old, but I've just been really, like, my bladder's fine during the day, but I just can't, like, I'll lay down to go to sleep and be like, fuck, like, I can't, I'm not gonna be able to fall asleep because I know that I'm gonna have to pee, or, like, this is just slightly uncomfortable. Like, there's a little bit of liquid in my bladder and I gotta just pee.
I try and drink, like, 3 Nalgene bottles before 3 p.m., and then I kind of stop drinking water for the rest of the day.
Wow, that's amazing. You're but really, like, healthy.
Well, that's what I try and do, because I know that I have a similar situation to what you have. So yeah. if I wait until the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I'm so thirsty, and I started drinking mm-hmm. a lot of water. And
yeah,
then,
that's kind of what I do, I think.
So I think that you just need to start carrying around an Nalgene bottle.
So no water after 3 p.m.?
I generally try and stop, like, around, well, it's because I want to get out of class. So I sit in class and just drink, like, a whole bottle of class.
Mm-hmm.
And then okay. I'm
we
done
have
for
different
the day.
Lifestyles. Yeah. I do carry around a water bottle, though. I use a Hydro Flask. We are
not going
to
talk about. We are unofficially sponsored by Hydro Flask, and here goes 5 minutes on Hydro Flasks.
Oh, god damn it! Okay, I
they
love
amazing,
my Hydro
though.
Flask, though. Honestly, so incredible.
And they do keep things so. When I was in the heat of North Carolina summer, putting a couple ice cubes in my Hydro Flask just got me through the day.
Yeah. Honestly, I left my Hydro Flask. I have a black Hydro Flask, and I left my water bottle in my black car in LA in the summer for, like, 6 hours. So it probably was, like, 130 degrees in there. And I came back way later, so thirsty. I just taught a class. I was like, oh my god, I need water. Ice cold.
Yep.
It was ice cold.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's
okay,
amazing.
I cut myself off. That's as much as I will talk about it.
I honestly don't think you need to say anything more, because that just sums up the hydrogen mask.
Yeah. Honestly, I cannot wait until we get paid to promote things.
Totally. Me too.
Because I don't even need to get paid to promote.
So, Maddie, it just occurred to me that 17 is your lucky number.
I know. Thank you.
This is a big year.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for this year.
I am too.
It's discouraging that a lot of terrible things happened in 2016 that are setting up 2017 to be a complete disaster.
Yeah.
But it is my lucky number. Maybe my personal life will thrive in spite of the dangers surrounding us.
I think that given just like the total crapshoot that's happening politically, I think that personal life is really where you have to focus on.
Yeah.
Joy.
Exactly.
So I think I feel it too. I'm super excited for this year.
Yeah, me too.
I don't even know why.
I felt really good about 2016 going into it. And for the most part, I was right, besides all the stuff that was out of my control. But I had a really good personal year last year.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, I felt like I accomplished a lot.
Cool.
Okay, what is your friendship goals?
Oh, interesting. I don't know. So I am an ENFP, and I don't know if we've talked about this on air before, but
no.
Okay, great. So basically, that's my Myers-Briggs 16personalities.com test, and it means that I like have a lot of feelings, basically. And my character pseudonym, what would you call that? Like a little character descriptor, is a campaigner. So I don't know. I guess I'm like pretty social. You are the protagonist, quote. So while my heroes that they like listed were Drew Barrymore, Will Smith, and like Robert Downey Jr. and some other Michael Scott and Phil Dunphy, those not the actors who play them, just like the actual characters. Your characters are Barack Obama and Oprah Winfrey. And, Daenerys Targaryen from fucking Game of Thrones. So, that is how that went for me. Anyway.
Shout out to all the ENFJs out there. Congratulations to us.
That's an ENFJ for you guys. I learned that I am, like, a very solitary creature. So, basically, I just need to, not, like, solitary, like, a loner, just... independent. I'm a fiercely independent individual. So, like, basically, and that's kind of how I live my life, is, like, I have a lot of different groups of friends that I am very, good, like, I have good intimate relationships, but in general, like, I prefer to kind of, just do my own thing. So, like, just being very clear about what is going to be, like, friend time, what's going to be Annie time, and being okay with those moments, I think. Cool. But also trying to, like, make sure I say yes to things a lot, and saying yes to people asking me to hang out and stuff like that, but trying to balance my personal, my independent life and my friend life, basically. Because I just have so many friends. Thing, like,
you can be extrovert. That's what the E stands for those who don't know. But, like, I also am an extrovert because I don't get drained from socializing. I get energy from it.
Actually always thought that I was an introvert because I was drained, and I realized it's just because, like, when you spend time with your family and your family's friends, it's exhausting because they're not your people. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point.
Yeah.
Great, great point. But, so I think what's interesting, though, is that you can still be an extrovert but need, like, recharging or personal time. Like, you could still be an extrovert and also be a type of person who requires... you're recharging or, like, pursuing your creative interests or your intellectual needs.
It basically, like, means that, like, I just cannot do group things. So, like, I can't be a sports fan because, like, that is extroversion without the fiercely independent piece, you know?
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know if you relate to that. I bet you do, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Also, just, like, sports are dumb.
Okay, I think we need to maybe talk, not for two episodes in a row, talk about sports.
In our softball themed episode. No, sports are actually great, and all of my favorite movies are sports related, and I loved sports really shaped me growing up, But now I just am, I'm in a place right now where I don't care at all. Okay. Maybe I'll circle back.
It's hard to, when things are serious in your life, it's hard to get down with like a sports thing.
It's hard to get excited about like a bunch of dudes wearing tights running into each other.
No, but we're talking about like the women's soccer team, U.S.
Women's soccer is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyways. Okay, my next question, so friendship-wise, okay, and then what about family? What's your family goal?
That is a tough one. Well, you and I have talked a lot about, like, this awkward period we're in right now, where we are growing up, and we really have always loved our families and, like, loved the comfort of home, but maybe haven't quite, we're not quite happy, like, spending too much time with family just because it's not the same. So there's this kind of awkward thing where you're, like, really nostalgic for that time when, like, family was awesome. And you're not really sure how to move on from that. So I don't have a goal, per se. I think
I've been calling it just – oh, that's great. That's really good. I've been calling it just growing pains. Like, I I think it's really natural to be 23 and 24 and to be like, whoa, I built this whole life for myself that's separate and it feels really good to live it that way. And then all of a sudden you go home and you're inevitably just, you know, no matter how loving and supportive of a family you have, it's like you go switch back into certain roles and things that no longer feel like they should define you. It's just, like, that awkward time where you got to figure out how to, how you fit, how the new you fits into your old childhood bedroom in your old seat at the dinner table.
I wanted to, at one point, like, a year ago, write an essay called, like, why you should turn your kid's bedroom into a trophy room or, like, a personal workout area just because, like, my parents were always the kind of people that wanted to keep my bedroom perfectly intact so that when I go home, it's very cozy. Which is so well-intentioned and so nice, but it can just be hard to go back to a room where you're like, I remember when I was in this room and I was 15 years old, and so I don't know, family-wise, being better friends to all my family members, I guess, and, like, not allowing myself to fall into youngest sibling patterns, if that makes sense, like,
totally.
Hear signs where people are treating me like the youngest sibling and then ignoring them because I'm an adult now.
I think I'm probably, mine are probably the exact same. A patience and not falling into the younger sibling role.
And being able to identify the moments when that's happening, because if you don't, I think that you just kind of accept it and go with it and then you start like getting really down on yourself. So just being acutely aware of when I'm falling into old family roles, and just kind of, like, rejecting them, and then, but also at the same time trying to extend, like, good friendship and, and good tidings, I guess,
to totally
all my family members.
That's good. It's in, my mom has, there are five of them, she has four siblings, and they're all super close, they all live close and are close to each other, and the sibling roles, like, the age roles are still there in a lot of ways. And I think there's a lot of bitterness about it, you know?
Right, I'm sure there is, like,
And, I don't want to, I don't want to fall into that. Right. I want to, you know, establish new adult relationships that are, you know, obviously you don't just erase your history with a person. And I love, you know, my relationships with my siblings, but you also have to, like, reestablish certain things sometimes.
Yeah. So I think I'm working on that. I'm trying to unlearn a lot of, like, family stuff, I guess. Just trying to, like, you know, go from being
someone. And you know what? I think that this probably is, I think it's a universal thing, but it probably also is a specifically unique to being gay. Because your identity is very different than your 17-year-old identity, which maybe isn't as true for my sister or brother, you know? They're probably more similar to them to themselves at that age than somebody who
I mean, Mackie's still had... dating the same guy that she was dating at that age. Yeah. So.
Yeah, exactly. My sister just got engaged to her high school sweetheart. So, totally. And she has a lot of the same exact friends. And so a lot of stuff is the same. Whereas for me, it's like, oh my God, like my entire worldview, like my universe just expanded and changed and so much is different. And like in high school I played music like secretly, you know, like in my bedroom and I didn't, and I played soccer, like that was my main thing and my main like role and all my friends were athletes and
I don't know what you're saying about us right now, but you should stop while
you're ahead. Okay. Anyways, I just think that, I just think that it's maybe even harder to go home for someone who feels like they've really come into their own outside of the home in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's
That was, we just unpacked a lot.
I need some tissues and some rejuvenating oxygen pumps.
Okay, well, so also, family.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, sorry. Go ahead. I was just going to say that I think, so I'm one of my goals for next year. I think that this is a strategy I'm trying to convince myself is going to work. Ready? Mm-hmm. We talked yesterday about how I'm a worrier. And I think, and I worry a lot about like really, really long-term stuff. Like I'm going to be broke and lonely and things like that.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Should I stay in school for more years or is that going to be like the death of me? So, I think I'm going to pledge that 2017 is not the year that I worry about the rest of my life. So,
fuck yeah. If that's a great goal.
If I say, like, I'm never going to worry about the future ever again, that's terrible. Like, that's never going to work.
Yeah.
And I have a little bit of, like, good self-criticism and good self-awareness to, like, keep my goals in check so that I'm not, you know, traipsing all over the place. I've never been that kind of person. But if I can say that, like, I'm just not going to worry about it in 2017.
That's such a good goal. You should write that sentence down.
That's only one of my years, right? So, like, I'm not going to lose any time if I think that worrying is going to help me. I can just pick it back up in 2018.
Totally.
So, my goal is to just make it, this is not the year I worry about all the long-term things that I'm worrying about.
I love that. I'm going to do that, too.
I think in the process, I kind of, well, you're 24 now, so you might want to consider worrying about it this year.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. But, like, it actually, the more carefree you are, like, all the science that I am illegitimately quoting right now says that if you can worry less and just be more, like, open-minded to things, like, that always works better. So that is my goal.
Yeah.
I'm just going to worry less, and I think that all of my dreams will come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I think I – well, we've talked about how I also have so much anxiety about the future, and, like, anytime I pass a cute house, I'm like, I'm never going to own a home. Like, I just am always going to, like, why don't I have a 401k? I'm an idiot.
And Mackie's at Apple.
Yeah. Well, no, she's at Salesforce now.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but either way, definitely has a 401k, whatever that fucking means. I don't even really know what it means. Sorry, Sheck just looked at me. She's getting dressed.
And this podcast just turned into a sexy porno.
But yeah, I think that if I'm going to be, I feel like part of my problem is that I'm half straddling, trying to take care of my future and like work a lot and make enough money and build up my savings, but then also doing the, oh, I'm going all out musically, but clearly I'm not going all out. And so maybe that's a good goal, is that just this year, for this year only, I'll stop worrying. And then at the end of the year, I can evaluate and I can be like, okay, I'm fucked. I really should figure it out or not.
But, and if it turns out you should have worried more, like, you're only 1 year behind schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think this is good for both of us, and, like, we can reevaluate at the end of the year and just say, like, this worked for these things, and that didn't work for these things.
Totally.
Cool.
I hope everyone else has benefited from this joint therapy session as much as we have.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling refreshed, detoxed.
Okay, I have a few more questions, just resolution-wise. Okay, so we covered creativity, health, friendship, family. Do you have any dating resolutions? Anything you want to do differently?
Okay, well...
dating world?
I feel this is targeted. No, I don't know. So I think I'm a little bit, I don't want to say in love with is, like, way too strong. So I have a friend of mine that I'm, like, way too involved with on account of she's dating someone else. So, like, someone who I'm kind of, like, good friends with, but I'm also, like, a little bit emotionally attached to, and I'd like to maybe see that go by the wayside.
Is her girlfriend threatened by you, do you think?
Me? No. Oh. Shortest human being on the planet with absolutely no intimidation factor? I don't think so.
Maybe you should take her out dancing and then she will be.
They're an amazing couple and I fully support them. So, like, I want to, you know, just, like, move on from that.
Okay.
Yeah. And so maybe just not worry. I don't know. I think this is going to be a single year for me.
Cool.
Maybe go on a date or two. I went on a date at the end of last year now. And it was like, I was very, very nervous starting out. I was like, oh God, like, this is going to be so scary. And it wasn't that scary. And it was actually, like, totally smooth. Like, not someone I want to date, but the fact that it went smoothly is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. And then, I think this is important for everyone who felt, like, horrified by the election. Do you have any political resolutions?
I don't know. I feel like I'm in this weird limbo where I'm, like, learning all about how to be politically engaged, but, like, not quite.
Right. Well, you literally are. You are getting your master's in public policy.
I guess for right now, since I'm in school, is just to, like, be a better listener and learn more about what everyone's dealing with and be very critical about that and just, like, paying very good attention. And then I have recently had the goal of, like, really speaking up when I think people are out of line or saying things that are inappropriate. And that's kind of a socially awkward thing to do at times. But I would like to continue to commit myself to, like, maybe trying to enlighten people. I have a couple of straight white male friends that I, like, try and coax to the side of feminism. And so, like, that's my continued goal.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I think that for everyone who's feeling crazy, to come up with something tangible, either to, like, just do a monthly donation to ACLU or, like, to figure out who the hell your representative is in your district and, like, get more engaged with that. Like, maybe go to an actual, like, city council meeting or whatever it's called, you know? I don't really have one, so I don't know why I asked you the question, but I'll think about it.
No, I think that, it's definitely good to cover. Identifying good causes. I think that these next 4 years are going to require, unfortunately, it's like this is the Republican strategy all along, so I feel like I'm falling into their trap. But, like, this is going to be an important year for people to take private action in the name of social good. So, like, you need to identify, like, the ACLU is a great cause, Planned Parenthood is a great cause, and these are all things that are kind of threatened right now. And so I think we need to, you know, make sure we are, especially in these next 4 years, trying to take care of things like that. The ACLU will be a huge one for so many reasons, just because they're going to handle so many of the civil rights cases that are going to inevitably come before the court. So that is the hope. Also, to keep Ruth Bader Ginsburg alive is my psychological.
Everyone needs to send her vitamins.
Positive energy, yeah. Like a good, let's send her kombucha, maybe. Some seaweed. I hear that's good. I don't know how else to keep myself alive.
Okay, and then family, friendship, dating, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I think those are all my questions.
And we're good on that? These are all things that we're okay with?
Yeah. Okay. Well, should we wrap it up?
I think we're good for right now, and I think we're gonna, we should be, this, dear listeners, this may be one of the last episodes you hear that we have not actually published online yet, so next time you might just be seeing the effects of fame and popularity going to our heads. So if we seem a little less down to earth next time, that's why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I second that. Okay, well, keep an eye out for like all of our social, we'll like probably put a website or something in our description, so then you can actually go to our website and our socials and whatever.
Yep. Cool.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can't wait for this year and for this project with you. I'm really happy with it so far.
Oh, that was an unspoken resolution, by the way, was to see where this goes. Is that too vague? Cool.
That's too vague. We'll talk about it.
All right. All right. Bye, Mads.
All right. Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.